Welcome to Torah Timach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Gimel, the 33rd Perek. We're now halfway through Sefer Yeshayahu, and by now we can note that much of the Sefer revolves around the impending threat of Asher on Malchus Yehuda, and how that threat disappears overnight miraculously. And we need to ask ourselves why. Why is Asher such a central theme of Sefer Yeshayahu up until now, and will continue to be until the end of the Sefer? And the simple answer is because this is what was going on at the time. This was the greatest threat to Judaism, to Malchus Yehuda, during the time of Yeshayahu, and thus he dedicates much of his Sefer to it. But also we could argue that the threat of Asher really represents what is the destiny for Am Yisrael from then on, all the way until current events. Entire Jewish history is built around what Asher really represents, which is this threat which comes in very close, inches away from obliterating us, totally destroying us, and yet we survive and they don't. This is Am Yisrael. This is our story. And so Perek Lamed Gimel is going to continue to describe for us the threat of Asher and the people of Yehuda and how they're going to be saved. The first word of our perek is hoy. Hoy is a word that we've had again and again in this perek. The last time, in fact, the last few times we had the word hoy, it was a reference to Am Yisrael. Woe is to Am Yisrael. And here the word hoy represents the people of Asher. Hoy shoded va'ata lo shadud. Oy vavoy to you, the plunderers who have not yet been plundered themselves. Uboged lo bagdu bo, and the betrayers who have not yet been betrayed. But Hashem says, let me warn you, kahatimcha shoded tushad, when your plundering is all over, you will be plundered. Kanlotcha livgod yebagdubach, those, when you have finished betraying, then you will too will be betrayed. And so we, Am Yisrael, turn to our Kadosh Baruch Hu in Pasuk Beis, and we say, Hashem chonenu lacha kivinu, Hashem, have mercy upon us, because we hope in you. Their zeroa, which could mean right hand or strength, will be for the morning. Af Yeshua senu be'es tzara, also our salvation at a time of suffering. The way that the Radak reads this is that it's zeroa means their strength. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are their strength every single day. Labakarim, every single morning, you are their strength. Kal v'chomer, af, even now you should save us. The challenge with this is that it goes from Zro'am, their strength, to Yeshua Seinu, our salvation. The formation changes, and maybe Ibn Ezra understands it as Zro'am means the strength of the soldiers, and Yeshua Teinu means all of Am Yisrael. Hashem will protect the soldiers in order to save all of Am Yisrael. But the Malbim here is incredibly beautiful. The Malbim understands it as follows. He says, Hashem, we have hope in you because Heyez Ru'am Lebakarim is a reference to the 10 tribes. You will be there, and the words Ru'alak or Zaruah, he understands to be light. You will be their light, the 10 tribes' light, Lebakarim, in the morning, at the end of the dark, dark exile, when all is said and done, when Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be their light, and you will save them. We have no doubt about that. But Hashem, Af Yeshua Senu Be'es Tzara, can you save us now in this Es Tzara and not wait for the Geula Shlema, for the end of days, to save us? Yes, I have full emunah, Hashem, that you will save them one day. But I don't want to be saved one day, Hashem. I want to be saved now. Af Yeshua Tenu, be our salvation now, Be'es Tzara. The next two psukim talk about the destruction of Asher. Pasuk Gimel says, Mikol hamon nodudu amim, from this mighty voice, maybe of the Malach. Remember previously we said it was the Malachim praising Hashem, which the people of Asher heard, which made them die. And that's what made them flee. Miroma motecha naftsu goyim, from your loftiness, the nations scattered. Pasuk Dalad tells us that the spoils will be gathered by all of Am Yisrael after Asher has left. B'nai Yehuda will go out and gather up the spoils. And then we're reminded it's the wealth and the spoils and the financial gain that we're not going for, but something much higher. Pasuk Hei, Niskav Hashem ki shochen marom. Hashem, you are lofty. You dwell up on high. Melei Tzion mishpat utzadaka. And Tzion will become filled with justice and righteousness. Our storehouses will be filled spiritually and not just physically, says the Malbim. And that's this pasuk reminding us that the goal here is to really infuse our lives with ruchnias, not just with wealth. And so Pasuk Vav tells us Vahaya, and it will be from this crazy miracle that we experience. Emunat itecha chosen yeshuot chochmat v'da'as. Your faithfulness of time will be the strength of your salvation. Wisdom and knowledge, Yiras Hashem hi otzaro, and the fear of God is your treasure chest. Lots of different words to describe ultimately what we're going for, if it's faith, wisdom, knowledge. And from here, the Gemara learns out that there are six different things spoken about, and each one represents one of the books of the Torah Shebaal Peh of the Gemara or Mishnah. We have Emuna, Itecha, Chosen, Yeshua, Chochma, Da'as, and Yira. And each one is connected to a specific text of Zerai Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, Kodshim, and Taharos. The other thing to point out about this Pasuk is the last phrase, Yiras Hashem hi otzaro, fear of God is in your treasure chest. So we could understand that like the Radak, which means that we have treasures full of Yiras Hashem. But the way that the Gemara Brachas famously understands it is that Hashem has a treasure chest full of our Yiras Hashem. It's the same Gemara that tells us that Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mi Yiras Shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for fear of heaven. Because our fear of heaven is the one place where we really, really deeply implement our own Bechira, our own free choice. And therefore, on some level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects our moments of free choice, collects our Yiras Shamayim in a treasure chest up on heaven. And the depths of what that means is beyond the scope of this short recording. Psukim Zayin to Tes give us a description of what it was like to be under siege. Before Asher was destroyed, their threat was very real, as we're going to read about in the next couple of Psukim Prakim. And they surround Yerushalayim, and it's terrifying. Hein er elam tsa'aku chutza. If you recall previously, we said Ariel is a reference to the Mizbeach. So here it's saying, at least according to Rashi, the Mizbeach is crying out. Although the Radak reads this not as the Mizbeach, but as a name of one of the Malachim. And it says, Malachi Shalom Mar Yivkaun. The Malachim are crying bitterly. They're crying bitterly because Am Yisrael under siege is suffering terribly. And as they continue to suffer, Pasuk Ches tells us, Nashamu Mesilot Shavat Over Orach. The paths are desolate. No one goes out because they're terrified of the Assyrians. No one is passing by. Hefar Bris Ma'as Arim Lo Chashav Enosh. The enemy has breached their bris, their covenant. The city is now despised and respected by nobody. And as Yerushalayim lies withering, abandoned, suffering, alone, even the Malachim are crying over it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns and he says, now's time for salvation. Pasuk Yud, Ata Akum, Yomar Hashem. Now, says Hashem, I will get up. Ata Eromem, now I will be uplifted. Ata Enaseh, now I will be exalted. What a powerful Pasuk. Pasuk that we can read again and again to ourselves. In the midst of our suffering, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch and waiting for that voice now to once again declare, Ata Akum, Ata Aromem, Ata Enaseh. Now's time for miracles to start to happen. And Hashem tells the people of Asher, Taharu Chashash Teldu Kash. You were pregnant with chaff and gave birth to straw. Ruchachem Eish Toachlem, and your spirit will be consumed by fire. Your plans are weak and your execution is weaker. And because of that, it will be totally destroyed by fire. And we know fire is something which destroys suddenly. So too, the people of Asher are going to be destroyed very, very suddenly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to all the other nations and he says, Shim'u rechokim asher asiti, look, pay attention, all other nations, to that which I did. Ud'u krovim gvurati, and note, even those who are close, my might. Just as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim, all the other nations saw what was happening and they were terrified of Am Yisrael. So too, Hashem says, look carefully at how I'm destroying Asher and be afraid, because you're next. And what's so powerful is that we know that as the other nations are running away in fear of Am Yisrael, within Am Yisrael, not everybody's righteous. Yes, Chizkiyahu created a whole Baal Tshuva movement, and yes, people were doing Teshuva, but not everybody was deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles. And even those in Am Yisrael were afraid, those who were undeserving. Pasuk Yud Dalet tells us, Pachadu b'tzion chata'im. The sinners in Tzion were terrified. Achazara adach nefim. Those hypocrites that we spoke about before, who were not honest about who they were. They were terrified. They were trembling. Mi yagur lanu esh ochela, mi yagur lanu mokdei olam. Who could possibly live with this consuming fire? Which of us can live with this eternal blaze of fire? When they see this revelation of Hashem, they're going to say, who can have a relationship with Hashem? If he is so great, we're not living up to that standard. Is there anyone on planet Earth who is? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, there is. Holech tzedakos v'dover meisharim. There is someone who is deserving of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu who can perform such great miracles. And many understand this to be a reference to Chizkiyahu, someone who walks with righteousness, who speaks in a straight way. Mo'et babetza ma'ashakot, someone who despises taking profit from those who are oppressed. No'er kapav mitmoch bashochad, someone who shakes their hands from taking any bribes. Otem ozno mishmo adamim, someone who closes their ears from hearing about bloodshed, or someone who doesn't cause any bloodshed. Otzem enav mir osbarain, someone who closes his eyes from seeing evil. This seems to be a description of Tzidkiyahu, but the Radak says it could be extended to be all of the tzaddikim. Either way, we have a principle in Judaism that you can have someone who is a tzaddik who can be mechaper for the entire generation. That even though there are those wicked people who say, whoa, no one's worthy of this, and our answer, yes, there is someone, actually answers the Rasha'im too. And one of the ways, perhaps, of understanding the concept of a tzaddik being mechaper of atoning for his generation is the simple principle of role modeling. They turn around and they say, wow, Hashem is great, Hashem is so great. And yes, we have been moved by fear of punishment and by the threat of Asher to do teshuva, but how do we do teshuva? Who are we meant to be? How are we meant to be great? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here's somebody, look towards Chizkiyahu. He is a person who can show you how to behave and how to be a good person. He is a person who, Pasuk Tezayin, who mimarom yishkon mitzdakot tzla'im miskabo. He's a person who lives in lofty places. He is an incredibly powerful person. Lachmo nitan mimav ne'emanim. And he has a steady flow of water. His bread is assured. And these Rasha'im, or the masses of the people, look towards Chizkiyahu and they're confused. They look towards Chizkiyahu, and on the one hand, they say, yes, Melech b'yofyo techezen einecha. We see a beautiful, powerful, incredible role model of a king. But at the same time, Tirena Eretz Marchakim, we see a land far away, and the Malbim understands this to me, we see a king of a faraway land. When we think of a king, we think of someone terrifying. Who we're thinking of? Sancheirev, of course, the king of Asher. He is a person who is terrifying. When I think of a real leader, I think of someone who, Pasuk Yud Ches, Libcha Yehege Eima, a king who makes people feel a sense of awe. Ayeh Sofer, Ayeh Shokel, Ayeh Sofer Es Migdalim. When I look at Chizkiyahu, I don't see the same person, a person who is counting out their soldiers and counting out their money and their towers. He isn't someone who is a warrior and powerful and incredible. I don't see that. I see someone who's righteous, I see someone who's holy, but that doesn't imbue a sense of authority in the same way that Sancheirev does. So who's meant to be my leader? And again, as we keep saying, this book of Yeshayahu is so timely in that if you think about who people see in today's world as role models, there are people who, you allow me a bit of poetic license here, who are counting. They're counting their followers and counting their likes and counting their presence on social media and their comments. And you look at them and say, that person's very impressive. And the tzaddik, the righteous person who's sitting, he's someone who's small and simple. And we're told, Hashem says, Pasuk Yotes, Es am no'ez lo tir'eh. You're not going to see this mighty nation anymore. I know they seem so impressive to you, but trust me, they're here today and gone tomorrow. Am imke safa mishmoa nil'ag lashon en bina. They're a nation who speaks nonsense. And ultimately, there is no bina, there's no understanding, there's no depth to what they're offering. It's just, and again, poetic license, sound bites. It's just small things that impress you, but that's not really what you're going for, Am Yisrael. Be moved by Chizkiyahu. Be impressed by Chizkiyahu, because his presence is something which is far more long-lasting. Our perek ends with a description, a mashal, of a boat. And it describes how Yerushalayim will become like a mighty river. Ya'arim rochavei adayim, an incredible river, and it's going to be so impressive with Hashem's help, with the destruction of Asher, that no nation will be able to sail their boat through. And Asher is compared to a boat where they're trying to hold on to the chavalim, to the ropes, and trying to get it to sail through Yerushalayim and destroy it, but it won't happen. As Pasuk Chaf Aleph tells us, "Vitzi adir lo ya'avrena," they cannot spread their sail. They can't manage to conquer Yerushalayim. Because Pasuk Chaf Gimel, "Ki Hashem shoftenu, Hashem mechokekenu, Hashem malkenu hu yoshienu." Hashem is our ruler. He is our judge. He is the one who created us. He's our king, and he is the one indeed who is going to save us. And thus, through the inspiration of Chizkiyahu, and perhaps through the teshuva of everybody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that the entire Yerushalayim will be sin-free. As our perek ends, "Hayoshev ba nesu avon." Anyone who dwells in Yerushalayim will be forgiven of their sins. Our perek, once again, is a awe-inspiring description of Jewish history, where enemies come, they are so scary to us, but we have to ask ourselves who true leadership is, what it means to be a role model, and be inspired by true ideals and role models in order to turn towards our Kaddish Baruch Hu and do Teshuvah. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal, Achenu Hayakarim, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.